I'm going to welcome in our next guest. We mentioned before the break, eight new head football coaches this year as far as guys taking over programs. Some of them came from outside the program. Some of them were elevated from within the program. And one of those that was elevated from within is Roy Moore. He's now the head football coach over at Wellington. He replaces Sean Arno, who went to Elyria from Wellington. Boy, there were some real musical chairs going on as far as Lorain County football is concerned. But Roy Moore is a guy that you know very, very well, Tom. So why don't you do the introduction?
Well, I just had my shoes off to calculate how many years that actually it goes. For me, it goes back to 1985 when I was a young coach on Berea staff, and Roy was a member of the Mid Park staff, the school down the road, and we'd get after each other, and every year it was Berea Mid Park for the conference championship, right. And Roy's lived in Berea, spent 29 years on Baldwin Wallace's staff, through some multiple head coaches over there, Bob Packard he worked with, and Johnny Snell, who I know very well. So Roy brings, and when I saw the name, I wasn't sure, and then I saw the picture, and you know, Roy's another guy like me. You know, we do better on radio.
But, absolutely.
But you realize we zoomed out on Roy over there.
But Roy brings a wealth of talent, and happy to see a familiar face with Roy here, so we go way back.
Glad to be here, yep.
Congratulations on being named the head coach of the Duke. So kind of take us through that process real quick. Sean leaves to go to Elyria, and certainly he had a history there. So you're now elevated. Walk us through how that all transpired.
Well, just very simply that last year I was an assistant under Sean because John Snell needed a full-time coach, and then he just left and just the interview process and went through that. That's how it worked up, just – got interviewed and got your job, and very happy to be here.
So what made you say, man, I'd like to lead this program? Here's what I see that I think could be taken to the next step or the next level.
Well, just working with them last year, I saw the improvement, that the leadership that we have, the kids' enthusiasm getting to the ball and being part of the program, knowing the kids, knowing what's coming back, that they are ready to turn the corner and get better than they were last year. We want to be better in 5-5, and we got the nucleus to do that.
Tell us about some of the key players coming back.
We got Peter Riske, Mason Wright, who was battling with Ben Hickens for a quarterback spot. We got Drew Mason, Brandon Short on the line with Alex Goss. So we got some real good kids coming back that will give us a little bit of depth. We got some ninth juniors, Zach Costantino, Parker Adler, Corey Ferens, our kicker. He's coming back. He's a soccer player. That are going to give us some more depth that we need, and we should be doing pretty good.
Again, go ahead.
Because of the depth that we have.
Wellington and the Patriot Athletic Conference, as far as the Stars division is concerned. Yes. You're not the only new head coach on that side. There's several, but kind of walk us through the competitive nature of that Stars division in the pack.
Well, it's very competitive, and it's nice to see some new faces, I guess, with my new face, and we're going to be very competitive. I really don't know if we have a rival as such, but they're all going to be competitive. All new coaches, you got new things going on, new formations, new philosophies, new way of doing things. Wellington, we're going to be pretty much the same offense that we were last year. Defense will be going to change a little bit. We'll be a little bit more aggressive and do a little bit of different things that hopefully will be making us more successful.
That you kind of led me into my question there, Roy. I know back in the Mid-Park days, you took control of that defense over there. Always a very, very aggressive defense. You weren't going to sit back and wait for anybody. No. So tell us what we're going to see from the Dukes this year.
We're going to see a lot of movement, a lot of changes. We're going to not be in one spot. When we snap the ball, we can't go toe-to-toe with anybody. So we're going to do a little bit of our BW old 6-2, gaming 6-2 that we've done in the past. And with some variations of a 4-4 and a 4-3 look, and a lot of different hybrid type things, the different things. But we're not going to, when the ball snapped, we're not going to be where we started. We're going to be somewhere else.
And I just remember coaching against that defense. Your guys always knew where they had to be at the snap of the football.
Right.
The key to that was kind of keeping the offensive lineman guessing as to where you were going and how you're going to do that.
Yes, sir.
That can be a lot of work for a school that's got two-way players. Are the kids picking it up?
Oh, yeah, they're picking up quite well. We were very successful against Western Reserve. They were much better aggressively and flew to the football. And that's the idea, getting 11 halves to the ball at all times. And they did a very good job of doing that against Western Reserve. Coach, we're picking it up.
Coach, in Sean's time at Wellington, I think it went from 2 wins to 3 wins to 5 wins. Yeah. How many of those guys from that 5-win team now come back to, as you say, take it to that next level, to 7, 8, or whatever?
Yeah, whatever we can get. We got 32 kids on the team, and out of those that came back, I think there's like 12 of them that came back from last year. So we got some new combination that we're going to have to come up with. But kids are picking up our offense and defense very well, and they're very coachable, working hard, and can't ask any more effort out of them.
Roy, and looking at the stats from last year, I mean, the Duke offense scored some points.
We sure did.
I mean, 34 a game.
Yes.
And he gave up 26 a game. So as Tom said, what do you do to tighten that up a little bit?
Well, we're going to be more ball control, and like I said, defensively, we're going to be more aggressive. Because I think last year we did a lot of man-on-man stuff, and I don't think we've got the kids that can go man-on-man, but we have kids that have good athleticism that can move when the ball snaps. So we're going to be in one spot when the ball snaps, like we did at Mid Park. You're going to be somewhere else when the ball is in play.
Having been on the staff last year, how beneficial is that in the two-a-days, in the scrimmages? It's just these kids know you. There's a familiarity there.
Yeah, that, I think that's the big key. We already know each other. We know what to expect. I do more accountability with them that, hey, you make a decision, there's good things and bad things that can happen with that decision. You got to be accountable for it. And we're all accountable for the kids that come and get it done, and we're doing quite well.
Roy, have you done anything that, you know, you're relatively new to the program to kind of put your stamp on it, any kind of team-building thing or anything special to kind of separate yourself and to say, hey, we did great things under Coach Arnold, but we got some new leadership, and here's where we're going, and here's what we need to do to pull it together?
Well, we sat down with them at our first meeting to talk about expectations, what we need to do, what I expect them to do, and I gave them a calendar, a running calendar, and all the combinations of things that were going to happen between June when school was out till when August starts, and most of the kids did follow those directions, and we work about communication. Talk to me. If you miss practice, give me a call. Let me know why you're not here so I know that you want to be part of the program. If you don't want to call me, that means you don't really want to be part of the program. And right now they're doing a lot better communication that way. I communicate to them what's going on. They communicate to me what's going on in their life also. So we're doing a great job that way through communication and being accountable for our actions.
Roy, I know every coach would love to have a few more practices, a couple of more scrimmages, but all in all, are you pretty much where you want to be with Normandy a week from Friday?
Yes. Yeah, we're pretty much where we want to be. And every week we're going to add a new wrinkle. So we're going to be fine. We're ready.
So how will you define success this year?
Given 100% during the game time, not worried about what the score is, and being successful in that the kids are giving us 100% effort every Friday night. And if we can win, we win. If we can't, it's all going to be on the field. We're not going to leave anything behind, like wish we could have done this or should have done that.
And by the way, totally off topic per se. We're still talking football, but can you give our listeners an update as far as the stands and a press box and what's happened down at Wellington?
I know
that certainly became an interesting story.
Oh, yeah. The stands are started. The framework was put up today, and it should be I'm told it should be done by the 18th or 19th. So our game's not till the 25th, so they got a little few days there in between.
Okay.
Like cutting it close.
Yeah, cutting it close. Right now we have to they've got to put in wiring for the power to the press box and the scoreboard. It got messed up when they put in the slab for the stand. Somebody cut the wire and forgot to ask where to, call me before you dig type stuff. So yeah, it's a good project going on slowly but sure, but they guaranteed me that it'll be done by the first game.
In all seriousness, the Duke fans are about as passionate a fan base
as you
can get.
They are.
So you better have those stands ready because they show up in full force.
They sure do. Yes, they do. Yes.
We were out there a time or two when Big Dog had a barbecue going out there. That's all I could do to keep Z in the box to call the game. He wanted nothing to do with the football game. There was a party going on out in the parking lot, and he wanted to be a part of it.
Well, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, again, congratulations on being
named
the head coach over at Wellington. You're going
to
hear from me every week for the forecast show, and I know we've got you on WEOL and WEOL.com a few times.
Okay.
So we look forward to watching your team in action this fall.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for
stopping
out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roy. Then you could renew acquaintances with Mr. Evans, by the way. Well, you guys were like old buds when you walked in here, Tommy. Man, oh, man. Roy Moore, the head football coach in his first year over at Wellington. He'll be guiding that Duke program. And, Thomas, I said, you know, Sean took him from 2 wins to 3 wins to 5 wins. It appears to be a program on the rise.
Well, and you know, Roy may be new to Lorain County, but Roy's not new to football. Roy's forgotten more football than a lot of people know. I tell you, he's been around the block and on a great Baldwin Wallace staff, was on a great Mid-Park staff for a long time over there, and I think Wellington really kind of struck gold when they stumbled upon Roy.
Very good.